Welcome back to the Mobile Home Investing Lessons podcast with your host, John Fedro. Tune in weekly, plus listen to past episodes designed to make you money, save you time, and give you confidence as an active mobile home investor. Now, here's your host, John Fedro.
Here we are, back for another Mobile Home Investing Lesson podcast for you. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We try to make learning about mobile homes fun. Sometimes we do discuss some great stuff about mobile homes. Other times it's just chit chat. But we always hope to provide you a good core lesson for each one of these episodes, if you call them podcast episodes, I guess. And right now is no different. Val, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, John.
Excellent. Now, I always appreciate you coming on, giving your feedback, your two cents. A quality investor that is actually doing things. And you've had a struggle from when you first started to overcoming some obstacles, none of which, by the way, are, I mean, this is my personal hallucination that any problem that you have, the person listening to my voice, is not uncommon, or it's not something that nobody has experienced before. So the problems we have in this business are just that. They're obstacles and problems that we can overcome. And you have done that, Val. That's why I'm glad that you're here. And we have a cool show today because we're talking about, sometimes we talk about other lessons and managers and leads and selling and paperwork. And this time we're talking about deals. And we talk about case studies, worst deals, best deals. Today, we're going to talk about some of our best deals. Now, best is sort of subjective. Is it the best because it made you the most money? Is it the best because it opened your eyes to this business? Is it the best for some other reason? Maybe you traded a home for a car and you got the car, or you know, anything like that. So please, if you would, tell us a few, maybe a little bit about yourself, and then let's go into some awesomely cool mobile home investing case studies that have happened to you in the recent past.
Okay, sure. I'd love to. I've been doing the mobile home business for about a year and a half, and I think that it was about my maybe fifth deal or so that I came upon this seller. She actually found me from an ad that I had placed. I'm going to say this was my best deal in a couple of things. And my best deal in, like you said, opening my eyes to this business, and my best deal in being able to make profit very quickly. I purchased a home from a seller who was desperate to just sell it because she had bought it for her daughter, and her daughter had walked away from it and just left it there, and she did not want to pay the park lot rent anymore. So she wanted to just sell it. So I got it for a very discounted price, and I actually, within... I think this has been, to this day, my quickest sell yet. Within 7 days or less, maybe it was 5 days, I was able to sell it to a buyer. And
did you know that buyer prior to purchasing the home, or this was from the...
No, actually, no, I did not. Actually, okay. The buyer was, he was... The couple, they were they had made an offer on a mobile home in the same park, and the people did not accept it. So he saw the sign on out in front of my house and my mobile home, and he came in, and him and his wife came in and looked, and
he said
I'll take it as is, you know, you don't even have to do it. And there really wasn't anything up, but you know, some cleanup to do to the house. So we made the deal, and he gave me a down payment that pretty much covered what I paid for the home, and then he makes payments every month. He's my best buyer. always on time. Never have to call. Never have to bug him about anything.
We always love that.
yeah. And like I said, it was, you know, almost immediately I was making profit off the home.
Go ahead.
But it really, what opened my eyes, what I say it opened my eyes to was like, you know, I didn't, you know, it really gave me the insight to say I can make money and I in this business. I can make a decent amount of money in this business and with doing, you know, these homes and, being my own boss, basically.
Heck yeah.
I mean, that's what I think it opened, when I say it opened my eyes, my best deal to it. So.
Right on. Great. Yeah. I mean, we make money as investors. Let me ask you one thing, and I'll come back to how we make money as investors. When you sold the home for your monthly payments, how close to comparable market rent are you for when you're selling? Let's say this was this a 2 or 3 bedroom? This one that you were just talking about.
This was a 3 bedroom.
And in your area, what are typical 3 bedroom, let's say apartments nearby that park going for?
Probably in that area, like $850.
Okay. And then what were you selling this one for, selling monthly for monthly payments, including lot rent?
Including lot rent, it's $800.
Okay.
So it's under, you know, what...
Sure.
You know, what the rent is around that area. But I also, again, you know, I look at it as they, you know, I didn't have to be greedy with my profit. I knew that I was going to be getting profit very quickly from this home. So I was able to work with them, and they needed it to be around, you know, the price, the monthly price needed to fit their budget.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. No. So I you know, I did it for them with that in mind.
Folks that are listening that haven't sold a mobile home yet with payments, maybe another property, but especially a mobile home with payments, really try to, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you would close your eyes and just try to picture working with somebody who's rational, who's credit conscious, who wants to live in a home for the next 5 to 10 years, pay that home off, live there, not rent. They're tired of that. They have good incomes, good jobs. They've never been evicted. Quality people that are credit conscious, very similar to you. But again, they're obviously wanting to live in a mobile home, or manufactured home or modular home, which is completely fine and beautiful with most of the homes that we sell. So realize that when we're talking to them, there's a few things, as long as they fit that mold, that where they're all low risk, and we'll just put an umbrella over all of those criterias where no evictions, good income, et cetera, that's low risk. So assuming we always sell to low risk folks, you have a few things to move around, Val. You have the move-in fee, you have the monthly payments, and you also have the total price of the home. And there's also a few other issues a few other things that you can move around, moving parts when you are selling a home. But I like what you said, because you were absolutely right. When you purchased this specific home, you were into it for so little that you obviously got a good deal, and you could pay that forward, and you could sell it as a very attractive and good deal. And again, you might have taken $50 less per month, which is fine. I love when people tell me, listen, I know my finances and I can't do, you know, $850 what you're asking, or $950 or $900 or whatever the price may be. That tells me, okay, as this tenant buyer's, they don't want to get themselves into a bad situation. Too many people love to live above their means. I want to see somebody who can easily live below their means and easily pay for this property. So the fact that you're $50 below market, even more reason why they're not going to want to go anywhere else, because you're already below market.
Right. Right. Exactly, yeah. Exactly that, and that's a really good point. That's why I was thinking that. I think that all the time when I talk with buyers, and it's one of the things that we talk about. What is it that you can afford to spend a month to stay, to live in your home? Because I don't want you to come and 3 months later, you can't afford it because the payments are, too high.
Right.
So I want you to stay a long time.
Yes. And that's what most people, I don't know if it's an age thing or experience, but there's a difference between what's the most you can pay monthly and what really can you be comfortable paying monthly. And I think if you actually, just everybody listening, you typically will ask that question. Well, how much, if you really like a home, what's the most you can put down? What's the most you can pay per month? And then really stopping after you ask that question and say, well, what would you like to pay per month? Or what can you comfortably, very comfortably pay per month? And then sort of just have an understanding of that person. That'll sort of paint a better picture of them. And if the numbers are too far apart, maybe they're inexperienced, and then you have to do a little bit of effort, which you will anyway in your pre-screening. How much money do they make? What's their credit? So on and so forth. So the deal that you did, I would like to actually mirror that deal. We didn't talk too much about the numbers. Being in this mobile home investing business, if you're active in this mobile home investing business, you'll be one of the few, and many people will know you. You'll start to build a name for yourself, rubbing shoulders with park owners, managers, investors, dealers, brokers, et cetera, and with that being said, you will be given offers to mobile home parks for sale that aren't even on the market yet, individual mobile homes that aren't on the market yet, and I mean market by there's not even a sign in the window, maybe people that are behind on lot rents. And also the elusive, which isn't too elusive, free mobile home. And I say it's not too elusive because I know you've spoken about that and you already have some experience. But I've gotten quite a few mobile homes, some in all levels of repair. But now if I get a free mobile home, it's at least – so the one I want to talk about, because this is a pretty good deal and this does mimic some other deals as well. So really just being in the market and doing what you say you're going to do, you will have these free deals presented to you if you're in the person listening to my voice, if you are in this business for long enough. So with that said, got a free mobile home from a park. It was a four-bedroom, two-bath. It was down. Most rooms were ripped down to the studs. There was no floor covering. All the appliances were there. The kitchen cabinets were there. The bathroom was there. Both bathrooms and all that looked good. Actually, that all did look pretty decent. The only issue was that the studs were showing because there was no drywall, no paneling on about 70% of the home, and then also no flooring. So this was obviously non-livable at the time because you don't want a baby crawling around on just bare hardwood floor. But there was a lot of potential. It was an oversized, double wide. Again, got this for free. So what I did with it, because again, I was getting this for free, I went ahead and sold it really quick with payments. And I sold it. This was sort of a creative thing at the time. I wasn't sure how it would work. Worked out amazing. Where obviously the person moving into the home, the handyman type buyer that wants to purchase a home like this, there's no way that we can ethically or realistically expect to have a tenant buyer come in, give us a few thousand dollars, plus they have a few thousand dollars that they want to make all the repairs to. So we need to make, and even if a buyer does have that kind of money, if you have that kind of money, you're typically wanting to purchase something that's move-in ready, unless we make the deal attractive. So in this particular case, the home wasn't very attractive. The structure was, and it had a ton of potential. It was in a good park that I've worked in before. And so the home wasn't so attractive. The future home would be, and a future home was. They did amazing things to it, even put granite in it. So what I had to make that was very attractive was the move-in and monthly fees. And for the move-in, the people are low risk, so there's never any jokers or people that won't stay that we try to pre-screen and eliminate all those flaky type of tenant buyers and buyers. But what I did was went ahead and sold the home for zero moves you in, but you start paying monthly lot rent right away. And I don't think it was zero. I think maybe it was the first month to move in, something like that. But very nominal. And the first 6 months, I made nothing, made no cash flow. It broke even. The tenant buyers in there were doing work. I went every month. I saw the work. I took pictures. It was amazing to see what they're doing and the pride of ownership that they had. And I know you already know the answer, but do you think that these people have ever left? And I still own this one, and they're almost done paying, which a little tear in my eye. But these folks have done amazing work to this home. And do you think that these folks have ever left because they built up so much of an attachment to this home?
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not, right. And they stayed. It was win-win. It was a free home, but I went ahead and just shuffled around paperwork, did slim to no repairs, did clean up the home. There was just some dirt and grime and grease and literally just cleaned up the home and then sold it. And I'd like to sort of now end with the where I was saying before, where how investors make money or make profit. And the only way that we create profit, I feel, in this life, unless you're a trust fund baby or rob a bank, is why we create value. You have to create value, and people will pay for that value. So we create value with sellers, and we create value with buyers. Now, sometimes as investors, we're purchasing a home at a good deal, at a good value, which typically almost always has to happen, whether it be price or terms. Sometimes we increase the equity of that home by adding repairs, by fixing the bathroom, by fixing the floors, by doing this and that. And we've added value, and now we're selling the home for that value plus the original price we paid plus a premium. Well, that's fine and dandy for that deal. But other times, and I think that this is similar to the one that I got and the one that's how you got, where you got a very attractive price and you got a very attractive home. And the other way that we make money as investors, and there's a few others, but I think these are the biggest two. We either put in sweat equity or we put in equity to the home, or repairs to the home. We can sell it for more. We've increased the value. Or the second option is that by being an active investor, rubbing shoulders with the right people, marketing, being busy daily, taking daily effort, knowing your market, being loud and proud real estate investor, you will naturally, like I said before, you'll get presented with free homes, with complete mobile home parks that just people are selling, with individual mobile homes before they hit the market. And that value, the value that you've been investing for the last year and a half, it's not that we are working and we're trading time for dollars, like at a traditional job where if you don't work anymore, you won't get paid anymore. With mobile home investing, the fact that you're building up your niche and your name for yourself, you can stop for a couple months and still have leads coming in, still have people calling you because you've already created a value and now people are still giving you those leads. So you got a free home or near free home, I got a free home, and the value that we were when we purchased the home, realized that as the investor, the value that we gave to this deal is half through because we found it. And then when we resell it, well, we're making that very attractive. We're taking the risk, and we either make it attractive, the home itself or the terms or both. So did you follow all that, Val? I want to make sure everyone that was listening could kind of follow all that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you're absolutely right, and that's what I found is that, you know, it was all of a sudden people were calling me and offering me homes, free homes, like you said, or almost free homes, and it was just by, you know, word of mouth,
excellent.
You know, and by. Just getting, you know, people getting to know what I do and how I do it. I never expected that. It was like, wow, when it first happened, it was very exciting. It was, you know, I really felt like I made it, you know, because now my name's out there and people are thinking good of me, and they're thinking of me when somebody, you know, needs to walk away from their home or sell it, you know.
Absolutely. Right on.
Move on.
Don't ever slow down. I mean, if you want to morph that into something else, or you know, now you can start to outsource things. But don't, you know, you and I don't have any intention or thought that you're actually going to give up, but or not give up, but just slow down or quit. It's more for, I guess, the folks listening to this, where if you're not out there, you know, having your messages, your face, it's your brand, it's your I want to help. If you there's a mobile home issue or problem or solution needed, think of me, call me. So if you're not doing that, your competition is, or somebody else is. So to the folks listening to this, completely possible. But thank you so much for being here, Val. Do you mind coming back another time and we'll talk about our worst deals? I think that would be a real fun episode.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. I'd love to do that. I got a couple of those, too.
We'll talk about it then. Oh, I could go on and on. But not on the bad that mobile homes are, because we learn from everyone, but just the fact that welcome to the club, because you are going to fall down a little bit. Even I think they say that for mobile motorcycle riders, you know, there's the two kinds, the ones that have fallen and the ones that will fall. And it depends on how you get back up and then how you fall, of course, but protecting yourself and mitigating risk and all that good stuff. But we can definitely talk about that. Thank you again for being here for the third time. So thank you so much. And we'll definitely have you back.
Thank you, John. I'd love to come back.
The ideas and advice given in today's episode are for entertainment purposes only. If you have future ideas or questions for upcoming episodes, please email us at support@mobilehomeinvesting.net. If you've enjoyed this podcast episode, the biggest compliment you can give is to like and share this podcast with your friends.